Don't say it's old business. It's been old business.
Okay. So we'll call to order.
Let me see if I can get candy.
I don't think we're looking for it. I'm going to let them know that we're in suite 107
because I have to ask the guy.
Okay.
My contact. You guys go ahead.
It's on a personal note, will you guys be discussing information about property 5757 Halbern Avenue?
I don't believe that's on the agenda. But I know the situation. Because Jeanette filled me in 5 minutes ago.
Is it?
All right, so.
What's the cross street?
Hatteras. Hatteras and Halbert.
Oh, okay. Is it the El Cortez?
Well, it's right next to the El Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
The El Cortez building was bought by the Patel family.
Yeah.
And then the next door, they bought our apartment building. So
north of it or south?
Side by side to it.
Okay.
So the back end on Halbert.
Hello.
How are you?
So okay.
I was told by the owner that...
Okay, so...
1 second. Before we start.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was told by the owners about... that they would be knocking down the building within a year.
Mm-hmm.
6 months to a year.
Are they going to give you relocation funds?
They have to because we're in a rent control.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
But I know you don't want to move.
Well, yeah, but, you know, life is not that way. So I'm just curious on how fast this is moving because I looked online and they have an outline for the property. They have...
Nothing has been brought before this. Well,
there's an appeal process that's going on by the applicants, because the conditions that were in was the existing conditions were still intact, and I think what's the company? They don't want to associate with those conditions, so they're trying to fight it.
It wasn't the Hampton Inn folks.
No, it was the El Cortez.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Who wants to also build a hotel there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
Yeah,
La Quinta.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so we got a quorum. Okay, so let's call the order. And Jerry, can you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
We don't have a flag. Next time when you come in, there will be a flag.
Okay, so.
There's one? No? Yeah.
Okay, hi Charles. Okay.
So, there's one over there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so...
John, anyone to roll call?
Yeah. I guess it's
go ahead.
Because I guess it's,
John will do a roll call.
Okay, Chairman, we'll start here. Chairman DeQuesta.
Here.
Okay, Vice Chairman, Mr. Martin.
Here.
Okay. Okay, we have a standard roll call here, so Mr. Benjamin.
Here.
Mr. Hendry is here. Okay, and... the searcher is here. Okay, we have a quorum.
And Canby.
Mr. Moravi, okay. Mr. Moravi is here.
And Penny.
We see Ms. Meyer also sitting in.
Okay. Item three, comments of chair. Thanks for coming, and thank you for voting for getting a DRB for the Van Nuys Community Overlay Zone. Hopefully it'll work, but you know it's going to take a long time. I've heard that some of the community plans are being delayed because there's the Hollywood plan being sued, so that's going to take a while. And plus, there's going to be a Recode LA coming up, which it's going to be in downtown during the day, and I think it's important as far as trying to understand the codes and what they're trying to do as far as changing those codes. And anybody with public comment, item four?
Okay.
Does anybody have a public comment?
I'll throw just briefly. Bank is going to have a planning summit coming up too, I think in December. So people who are interested in a bigger, better, perhaps better presentation could go to that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll make that a note and I'll see what. And we'll definitely talk about later about the planning summit in March, because I know you want to get involved.
Okay, yeah.
The Van Nuys Neighborhood Council planning summit.
Yeah, next year, March.
Okay.
Okay. So, old business.
May I say a public
comment? Sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did want to discuss, we are working on the campaign for the retail framework. And one of the things I was hoping to get support from the committee is we want to create a letter of committed, like merchant committed, for our retailers. And once I'm going to draft you a letter and show it to you. And I don't know if this is a part where you would be able to give us more support in regards to this. The idea is for the council to be able to send out these letters to the merchants and tell them that we want them to be committed merchants. And level one, there's three levels to it. And then each merchant has a sticker in the window, like an ABC, you know, mm-hmm. for food. The same idea for the retailers. And they can volunteer to be part of the Merchant Committed Act, or, you know, hopefully in the future we can make it more of a rule, like the ABC for the food industry.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to create a coalition in some ways? Is that what you're trying to do as far as getting retailers to...
unite and to be able to have a level of service
okay.
to our community.
A consistent level of service.
Exactly.
How do you rate them?
Yeah, how would you rate them?
How do you... Who's to say... I mean, health department has criteria. What would be the criteria to...
Well, to become different levels of commitment. Like, for example, level one would be that... entire staff will be RBS trained, retail beverage service training. So that would be level one. Level two, making sure that by law you're not supposed to have more than 30% of your windows covered, for example. It's in changing internal policies, making sure they have the exact signage that they need.
Oh, you're talking alcohol-related
for alcohol.
Businesses,
mm-hmm.
not...
Yeah. Not the retail...
Alcohol. So that would be kind of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's another community council that is getting involved with it, and once I get a little more information, I'll be able to bring you back the information, and we can clearly discuss
it. Yeah. The sticking point would be the enforcement, but other than that, and the judgmental rating system, so,
right.
you know, that could be a sticking point, but have at it. I mean, it sounds like a you know worthwhile program.
Well, we're going to be offering the merchant committed. I would just like to have more backup from the community
mm-hmm.
to stand up and say, this is what we want. We want retailers to be held accountable
mm-hmm.
and show that they are committed to decreasing underage drinking in our communities.
And that's what I'm saying about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That
makes sense. Wonderful.
Yeah. So when you have the language, you know, send it and let... And we'll review it, and if there's any questions...
Probably
you know,
within the next week and a half, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Sure.
I think I missed who is going to oversee this and make certain that these things would be...
I'm working with the retailers at the moment, so we...
So it would be self?
At the moment, yes. And then eventually working with ABC. ABC is already working with our agency, as well as other police departments are working with our whole SPA2 area. So the idea is for us to be able to work together with all these different agencies and support ourselves.
Maybe you need to explain who you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. My name is Sandy, and I work for NCADD, National Council of Alcohol and Drug Dependency. I have a prevention contract with LA County, and the part of the contract is a two-part pool. One, to educate our families, schools, and students on underage drinking and the use of marijuana. Second part of this contract is retail aspect. It has an eight-step framework, and it starts anywhere from pseudo-decoy buy, so we send somebody who appears to be younger into the store to buy alcohol but is of age at the time. And at that point, we want to see if the retailer is checking for ID, asking for age, or any kind of information so we have an idea what's happening within that store.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final step to that is going in and doing a merchant committed. So they will commit to the project. We'll give them a sticker of showing them of support. Also, on top of that, they help change policy within the store. Like for example, last example of having a retail beverage service training. So it's by law. You have to do it once, and that's it. In, let's say, the Lancaster area, you have to do it yearly, all your staff. It's mandatory out there. In LA County, it isn't. So you have vendors that have been in sales for 30, 40 years and never been to a retail beverage service training and don't know what the new laws are. Or they hire young kids to come and sell alcohol, and they don't know the responsibilities of selling alcohol and what comes with it.
How effective has that been in Lancaster? Because my understanding is that there's pretty high crime.
Actually, the retail
agenda.
Retailers are actually really positive towards us and are actually working really hard to be compliant with the laws. Versus here, there's nothing to back me up besides me coming in and trying to create this relationship between us.
You did.
You flipped
it over.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So within the next week and a half, I will be able to get the complete language of what we want to do and how this other community council is getting involved with making this action. I believe it's Panorama City or North Hills that's getting involved at the moment.
Okay. And Sandy, on a personal note, what can we do to facilitate and put your mind at ease regarding the property issue that you just described before?
I guess trying to figure out how fast that's happening. These landlords aren't very communicative. They don't communicate really well.
I think it's 90 days and 90 days from the day they give you the money. So it's about 180
days. It's about 180 days. It's actually writing, and they have to give you a written... Mm-hmm. Because they have to pay your relocation fees, they have to abide by the 180 days from the time you're notified.
The relocation fees also include the moving fees, or
that's all included in the same thing.
There's a charge that they have to follow.
$12,500 for
up to $15,000.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's close to $20,000 from what I'm looking at. Yeah.
With the kids and what have you.
Right,
minors if you have elders.
I'm just trying to see how fast because I saw that planning. Online, and also some documents turned into the city. So I was just trying to see how fast this is actually going to happen.
180 days.
Yeah, the approval process is beginning now, but it's certainly
and
it's far from complete.
Are you talking about the corner? Are you talking about the corner of Halbrandt
and
Hatteras?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where we sit on it. Do you?
I don't know. I might ask Peg Malone, who's.
Who
who's the representative of the Patels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
We'll get you in there.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So on item 5A, there has been a problem that just was brought to me last night. Apparently, I was in correspondence of one of the Homeowners Association person in some of his concern, and we were going back, and today he sent out a draft on the property of item 5A, 7327 Hazeltine Avenue, and he put my email message on part of that draft, which I don't like it. He never asked that my permission to use that email in that document, nor I was aware of it. So I have to recuse myself just because it shows a bad judgment in his part and in my position because it makes me biased on this case. So Jerry, you're gonna take it over. I'm gonna walk out and
okay.
Then just let me know that
when the vote is over.
Yeah, when is the vote over? I'm recusing from anything that's dealing with this project, even to the general meeting.
Okay.
So,
is this the
revised map?
Okay. I need
to
following the meeting with the Captain Square HOA, they had various issues. So the council's office basically succumbed to you giving the 15-foot frontage, which we really didn't have to do, but okay, that moves it up. That gives them more setbacks there, a little bit more of a separation, moves this up. We moved in the guest parking closer to here. We're showing the turnaround, which that's the only part we will be responsible for to improve. And because it actually goes all the way around, but this is not a lot. We're not improving his house. And that portion's already been done right here. So.
Okay.
So we're going to have more green here. Obviously, there's more trees here, and there's trees all along the line here.
Yeah, be preserving the oak tree.
Yeah, that stuff's staying. This is staying. I mean, this is coming in as far as more foliage and trees and all that. The rest is the same as you guys looked at it before.
Okay. I took a look at the property today. Do you have an elevation on these things so we can see
it's
what?
It's pretty flat. Do you mean you're talking about the building?
The building itself.
I gave it to you guys a while back.
No, I know you did. Just let me take a look.
I have one, I think. Yeah. See, you're lucky, man. I brought one set that I have left. It's obviously going to be revised, but you have more or less.
Yeah, I really like to see something happening here. It almost looks institutional. I mean, it really does.
Well, this is the owner right here, Mr. Ashton.
Okay.
He can address those particular issues, but the physical elevations are in the back of the property, so you can see.
And Howard, will you hold it up?
Certainly.
Remember at the meeting at the police station, I brought you guys all of the colored ones and the...
Yeah.
That was our original concept.
Right, it's going to change.
It's going to upgrade somewhat, but we're trying to keep the buildings more contemporary, more lot of glass.
There you go.
And it was hard to depict this because it's a very
narrow
site. Yeah. So the architect was trying to show a view on that elevation. It's hard to show down the line.
Right.
Looking down the side, so.
So we did each kind of.
Right.
Yeah, I think when you show the one each, it's not as.
Yeah, it just, in its totality, it has a row house appeal, you know. I mean, it looks like, you know, an institutional row house appeal.
Let me show him what you're looking at. Actually, he's looking at this. He's looking just at this. You have the individual, right, that's what he said.
Well,
it doesn't have the trees shown there. It doesn't have the, it's not showing
get
the
a little bit, it's not flat.
It's not showing the articulation. So, for example, on a...
We understand that they're staggered zippered, as they call
it.
It's very difficult to show that view.
Once you saw the colored ones, you had a different opinion, but this looks kind of, yeah.
Oh, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Is this one area here is where Hazeltine kind of narrows right here? Along
yes,
the
it does.
We're
yes.
improving, yeah, we're improving that size by 7 or whatever feet. We're widening the street.
Okay.
It actually shows on there the dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're improving the whole frontage.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can obviously show you the actual architecture as we proceed with this.
Right.
Or what
I'd really like to see some kind of facade, some stonework. Or I noticed there's stonework on the gate, but it looks so institutional.
That's how many patients will it hold?
Well, it's also, I mean, it's near Valerio there, and that's a very, very old, it should kind of all feel
also kind of
a blending
there too.
Of the existing properties. It just seems so 70s, and those seem to deteriorate to me. I don't know. Yeah. All the old...
I actually went over there for a site visit today and took a look at what the surrounding properties were like, and they're all, you know, garage or two over garages and things like that, very 60s, 70s architecture on most of the apartment buildings. South of that...
I was talking residential. It would just
residential is at a minimal. There, I mean, it's all apartment.
It's all apartment.
Yeah, and keep in mind that 500 feet south of that is that Kaufman and Broad project for Pinecrest, the old Pinecrest property.
Right.
So, you know,
it would just be nice to see a little bit.
So, can we agree on the map concept,
if
and then
if
you want us to then present you as we proceed forward with, so you can have input on that, I have no issue with that.
All right. So the crash gate, the
crash gate is
going
sideways
right here.
Yeah.
All right.
So they won't even see, like from this side, you won't even see
sure,
it.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I have something. I have a color version.
They want to see a color version of this, but we can deal with that later. In other words, we can put that as one of the requests of the committee to see it as we proceed with this. I just want to see if you guys are okay with the concept of the map. Mm-hmm. And
what's the asking price going to be on this
property? Is there a timeline? Is it still facing the for all this? Do you get
say
approved?
That again?
Is there like a timeline that you can have for getting all this approved?
What would be the asking?
You know, before you go to the
timeline to
what?
You know, before you go for the planning committee or you know,
no, we're already in. I just want your support so I can and we can put this as far as you guys having input as we proceed with it, as we're clearing the conditions to this to be one of the conditions that we present you. With some sort of a concept of the physical structures for you guys to have an input on that. Because obviously once we move forward beyond this, we can change it, alter it. That's not that big of a deal. It really isn't.
So as you go along, I guess you'll be able to at least make it less, make it more friendlier.
You can listen if we get the support, because I believe we did the same thing on malaria, and I'm fine with it. Include the condition that you want to see the concept of the structures prior to approval.
Right.
That's all. That can be actually one of the physical conditions in the LOB. I don't have no problem with it.
In the same concept, we have private patios.
Okay, so you want to take this to a vote?
So
I expect I would have one of the questions.
Do you suggest to go to the next phase of this? I'd love to see.
Because I just wanted to bring out some of the, you know, even though Carino has recused himself, you know, I applaud the suggestions because I really think that they're right on the money here. Just the street lighting and sidewalk reparations. Improve the sidewalk access, street lighting on Hazeltine.
But that's all part of the conditions. We're going to have to do that.
Okay.
We explained that to them, that BOE and street lighting, that's going to be one of the requirements.
Okay. And the
green
space amenities with drought tolerance. And
Right. This is not asphalt. Right. That's all along.
What is this?
This is just the driveway, but here is where you have the planters, and I sent him the original landscaping thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So if you remember the original one when I showed up, we had planters all along the lines, and I think Ashton may have right there. That's the original plan that we had.
So this is kind of...
this is actually a little bit improved.
The next
version.
Okay.
So basically what you're saying is that you're...
In green space.
Right.
Space, yeah.
This whole walkway
is all green.
Here and here, we have a row of high plants along the walls on the perimeter. Then we have another row of plants, and then we have larger trees that go every other home along that walkway. There'll be a private gate up front, and the same thing on this side. So we'll have a lot of greenery. We'll have plants and greenery
all along
going
the garages,
vertical
right.
Along this every garage front. And
you can have green right back there as a buffer.
This is the buffer zone that was created.
Right.
And this is basically the
We've projected.
Then I got you.
Yeah, we
projected. That was the cul-de-sac on level.
Right.
The assets. And frankly, this will likely, I don't know what the.
That's not a property, right. I don't know when that's going to happen.
We just projected this, and this will have to be another conversation with Bureau of Engineering about.
Of course.
Because the original design shows it to be 44-foot radius. We should put it way back here. So we're showing it with the smallest radius they have at 35-foot. It was a city requirement. Minimal. So we'll be working with engineering on that.
And again, beyond that lot line, neither is that.
This is the homeowner here.
Neither
is
that.
We don't own anything.
Right.
Correct.
Here.
Right.
So what we will do is
it's just that portion. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. And we're thinking this is probably in a green space, but this is.
This is a
single family home.
This is a single family home.
Those
little lots right there, those are guest parking.
Okay.
And then that is going to be.
This will operate as its own single family
right.
home.
Right. Facing Leadwell.
Yes.
Because that's the only number one property.
Right.
Okay.
8,300, right?
Right. 8,300 total square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ma'am, I guess right.
Yeah. I think it looks great. But the one thing that I would say, when we're talking about dream space, there was something that was said about sidewalk repair or something like that.
That's the improvement.
I haven't heard it, but it would be along the front.
That's, then we're going to have to do that
as
a requirement.
Well, the one thing that I would say, please fight that as much as possible and plant grass over it and get rid of the sidewalks with all the hassles that they're doing for homeowners. Why is it that some areas like Orion Street, they don't have to worry about sidewalks. The lawn goes all the way out to the street, and the more we can do that, the better. And that's just a suggestion.
Yeah, we have drought issues on that, though. You'd have to water that, and the parkway is always belonging to the city.
Not only that, Hazeltine's considered a major highway now.
Yeah.
Great. And that is why we need
my
to move.
My house is 90 years old, and it does have a sidewalk.
PWP's expanding to that.
Right, but the main reason DOE will require that is because Hazeltine is a main street highway. And therefore we need to move, we need to improve, and we need to provide a sidewalk and a parkway, which will be planted and all that.
All right, so let's make the conditions on this that we see the final elevation design and color palette for this thing.
And the LOD, perfect. That
all
works for me.
All right. But I mean, the fact that you've eliminated two of the houses...
which you guys had no issue with, right?
No, we didn't have an issue with it at all.
But
you mitigated the surrounding property owners.
It was thrown on us, and I don't know what the... I mean, these homeowners will never see us, but...
Exactly.
I don't even know if we're physically going
to
have to do that either,
yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think we're going to have to physically do that.
No, I don't think so.
Half a circle.
Carl wanted to see
to see it. We did it. That's it. That's why I showed it over here.
Can you have full support, from the council office on this?
Engineering is not going to make us do it. They may ask us for money, but they're not going to make us do it because you can't do anything with that other half.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I have never had to improve a half a street or a half a portion.
A quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this case, actually
a quarter.
A quarter. Right. So they may ask us for money, but we will not have to touch it.
If it's our choice, we'll have to decide on time.
Right.
If we want to do the portion.
But they asked us to show it, and I wanted you guys to see it.
So
this is what it's going to look like. This is that cut out right there.
Right.
That goes here, and that will have to remain. So this is kind of odd how it lays out, but
are you collecting all my maps now? So the copy.
I am.
Yeah, you get
all
my
this
copies.
Stuff. I save all this stuff. You kidding me?
Oh, man. They have seen so many copies of this thing, you have no idea. And they've never had an issue, really, except for the building. So
okay,
God bless you guys.
Any other questions?
God bless you guys for that. So.
Nope.
Okay. Do you have much language you want to use on this?
We'll come up with the language. I mean, that's not a problem. If you want to submit language to
I'll send it to him, so because we've done it in Valeria, I'll just copy it so you have it.
Fine,
it's in that LOD.
I guess I have a motion on the floor.
Okay. I'll second the motion. The motion is that we approve the property located at 7327 through 7337 Hazeltine for a zone change on the existing zone of R3.1 or R3.1 and R1.1. R3-1.
Into an RD-1.5.
Yeah, an RD-1.5.
Okay.
Case number VT-72877.
I guess I'm ready to have photo of.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, are we ready? Okay, DataQuest is recused. Martin?
Yes.
Hendry, aye. Mr. Moravi?
Yes.
Mr. Benjamin?
Yes.
Ms. Schertzer?
Yes.
It passes.
Ms. Myers?
She's on the board.
She's on. Okay, Ms. Myers.
She's on the board.
Wait for a month.
So. Okay.
Well, she's a member of the committee.
Okay. I apologize.
Thank you.
I don't wait for a month.
Okay, so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You keep this one.
Get Karina.
That's your collection, sir. And one more added to it. Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
You're the one. We're wonderful when
thanks,
we
everyone.
Agree.
Yeah, yeah. We're a pain in the ass when we don't.
Yeah, so far I didn't have any problems. So I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm good as you are.
Yeah, what we're
going to excuse ourselves.
That's okay. Give us the language that you need and
is this something that the Plum, am I coming to the correct
actually,
committee?
The Plum Committee...
Is it really
government...
The General Plum, intergovernmental
committees? No problem. It's a tough call on what committee this actually belongs in, the regulation of sale of alcohol.
Because don't you guys...
Because, we are the conditionary use
right.
people,
right.
you know, but it's a tough call. We'll play around with some language on Sandy's thing and you were present for that, right?
He was in the beginning.
All right.
Yeah, you're talking about
The merchant committed
mm-hmm.
project.
All right.
Yeah, does that also include on-site sales?
At the moment, I'm just doing off-sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, but eventually we're going to go into that.
Okay. No, it's just you know, something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The inclusion of off-site
mm-hmm.
or on-site. You mean?
Yeah.
On-site.
Get into the on-site.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite there yet, but this project is just off sale at the moment.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to regulate on-site
mm-hmm.
sale as well, because mm-hmm. that really needs to be policed.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And I feel like the program that we're trying to bring, not only it's a form of regulation, but it's also a way of kind of getting the retailer to have some say in it and voluntarily say, you know what, we want to be committed to the community as well. And it kind of shows the community that they want to put an effort in. You know, and it just, I feel like it unites the community as a whole because we're trying to involve law enforcement, you know, councils, and community members as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
That's like the overall view on this.
No.
Okay.
We're completely on board with you guys.
Okay.
I mean, they're plain and simple.
Yeah, I'll work on, with Lynn and Ethan Half. I'm having a meeting
cool.
tomorrow, and then once I get a little more language done, then I'll show it to you.
Terrific.
All right.
And I'm not exactly sure of the date of the next executive board meeting, but it'll be the first Monday in the month of November.
Right.
Thank you.
I've got you down
30.
On my calendar already.
Okay.
I've got you down.
Excellent.
So
all
then
right.
We'll make sure to go and then we can talk.
Okay, yeah, just
November 3rd.
You know, are you guys going to be corresponding or?
You can. You've got my.
Yeah, I've got your email.
Okay, terrific.
And just CC me.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
And
thank you,
Jared.
Yeah,
Jared.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good seeing you again.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, item 5B. Me and Howard went to the site today at 15600 Van Owen, and apparently we were not able to get in because they didn't give the person 24-hour notice, so
yeah.
We were not able to show up and check out the
although
unit.
We asked twice if the tenant had been notified and it had been assured that they had, or we wouldn't have gone out in the first place.
Yeah. So, but they said next Tuesday they would, you know, they said, but we're not sure.
Yeah, I would let's make a phone call first before we even get in the car.
Yeah. So,
but
we're going to table it for next month.
Yeah.
So,
question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question. Just for fun. The LA Times had an editorial on changing exactly this subject, changing rec rooms into apartments. Did anybody read it? Did you ever hear any waves from anybody?
No. You know what? That'd really be beneficial if there's any way you can just copy and paste that into and send
I'll
it
try
out.
To look for it as one of the things that I did about a month and a half ago. But they were trying to make but they were trying to make the point to do
you
more
know
of it.
Exactly it came,
to do more
came
of it, really?
To allow more of it, yes.
Really?
As long
I would
as
think it would be the complete opposite, but
I mean, if there's enough parking, I don't know, because I mean, from what we've heard, that their parking is more sufficient than what's required in their complex.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but just offering what I saw.
Maria,
I'd like to point out that what's called the rec room also applies to those modified garages that have been allowed to put in a sink and a toilet.
Yeah.
So the rec room being changed to an apartment would give more leeway, make it much more...
To garage conversions.
Well, it would immediately make any kind of rec room in residential neighborhoods into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very careful of things that I support without really understanding
I would too. I just throwing that out there to wonder if it meant something to anybody who's following planning or hearing more.
Completely opposed.
Penny?
Is the person for B here?
For B? No, they're not.
Oh, they're not here. 5B or 6B?
Isn't it D? Oh, B, yeah. They're not here. I'm sorry. I took one contact. Yeah, I can see Howard, but I can't see the...
Okay.
They're not here?
For 5B, no.
No, we because
it's tabled until
next month.
Inspect the property next week on Tuesday, and then they will. They don't even have a hearing date yet, so they will come back to Plum next month, and we will present our findings next month when they're present.
Yeah, if I could just interject, just the address alone sets up a red flag to me, and the entire legalization of an existing rec room converted to a new dwelling unit
for 10 people.
But I just don't have a real positive image.
All right,
you're talking about 6B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 6B. We were talking about.
No, I'm talking about 5B.
Okay.
I'm still on the Van Owen one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Property, that tenant that lives in that unit, which was a converted rec room prior to 2006.
Legally or illegally?
Illegally.
Yeah.
Illegally converted into a living space prior to 2006 when the present property owner bought the property. That is a two-bedroom, 1,100 square foot dwelling, two bath, two bedroom, occupied by one disabled individual.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been there before the sale, of sale.
Prior to the 2006 sale.
Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things, I'll tell you, I hear you, but...
Well, the fact that we didn't get in the door is a red flag.
Yes, totally. And... this is a really big problem, not only for Van Nuys, but I hear this, in Encino, in Sherman Oaks, not yet in Studio City, but they've been like pit bulls on everything. And I really think that Van Nuys needs to become a pit bull on protecting
Maria?
The community.
Since we're still on this topic about converting unpermitted conversions of rec rooms or storage spaces, last summer I did attend the hearing regarding the illegal conversion of a storage unit parking area up on Heartland And it was the apartment building where former board member Taylor lived in. And I was very disappointed that the council office at that time showed up and supported it as long as it would be maintained as a low-income unit. However, the fact that it was done illegally, it was a storage space and parking area.
Yeah.
I mean, how low do you want to set your standards to allow housing? I know we have a housing crisis, but do we have to go to the standards that they have in Bombay or in Karachi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? At some point, you've got to stand up and say, even for poor people, I don't want them to live this way.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
two issues that Carino and I, we couldn't get access to half of the building because the thing was.
Yeah, and plus there was a double lock gate that you can't get in the middle. Yeah, and
I just don't know how the individuals, if a fire existed and they had to bail out of their apartments through a window into the courtyard, could survive a fire because they would be trapped in the center of this horseshoe.
Yeah.
If they didn't bring their key, there's no way out.
Yeah.
They're locked in.
And if they're handicapped,
they're burning to death.
Then that's,
They're burning to death. And it was double locked. It was a double cylinder deadbolt lock.
Handle.
There was no handle. There was nothing.
Well, whoever owns that property, then, I say contact Captain Minsall and have him arrested.
Yeah.
Because to mitigate
that problem would cost a couple of $100.
Yeah.
But, the fact that it's existed since the present property owner has owned the property, which is now 8 years, is unconscionable.
But he knew when he bought it, it was illegal because
Absolutely.
It comes through on your property report.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So it's to say that that's a surprise.
Well, and I've been pushing to review that. To check out the property, but it took a month to get
So it took us a month to get in there, only to find out that we couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
Is it something that was reported and then...
Mm-hmm.
It might have been.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're trying to rectify it.
Well, no,
to...
I think that actually he said that this is a voluntary situation, that they came, that Building Safety never inspected the property and found...
Well, that's believable, too.
And found the violation.
Yeah.
That they voluntarily...
Well, it would be the LA Housing Department.
Yeah.
Would it be?
Apartments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be Building and Safety because it's more than, was it four?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It goes to housing.
Well, good luck with that. And
yeah, really good
please
luck.
Please be a vigilante.
Yeah,
that
well,
because
we...
Because that's,
you know.
That's
and
like
the same
bad.
On 6...
6B.
B. That's very troubling to me because that
no.
appears
well,
to be another...
Let's
would you mind if I...
yeah, just let him speak.
Present,
yeah.
You all?
So, because
well,
he's here.
I asked if you were here and they said no.
No,
we
because...
We were talking
we're
about
five.
The previous thing. So you've already have a
My
preconceived
apologies.
Notion of what we're requesting. So if you would... Begged me the opportunity to
Absolutely.
Speak with you.
I asked, and I was told you weren't here.
No, it was. That's why I asked you. Was it 5B or 6B?
Oh, my apologies.
Hi, I'm Charles Robbins. I'm with the Village Family Services, and I'm a 14-year resident of Van Nuys.
Mm-hmm.
So I represent Village Family Services, and we're a significant nonprofit agency here in the San Fernando Valley. We provide safety and permanency to children and youth throughout the San Fernando Valley. These are some of the services that we provide. There you go. Thanks. And the primary thing that we do is we provide foster care services. So we have families all throughout the San Fernando Valley and children in placement with our foster homes. We're one of the more well-respected organizations in the San Fernando Valley. Also providing therapeutic services for young people, and we've opened a drop-in center where youth come in to receive services throughout the day.
In Van Nuys?
That actually is in North Hollywood. It's Valley Community Clinic. Are you familiar with Valley Community Clinic? Van Nuys and Coldwater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The old Cigna place, right?
Yeah, the old Cigna building. Bingo. Mm-hmm. So inside there, we lease 5,000 square feet of space, and that's our drop-in center where youth come in for programming. They meet with our case manager, our client resource specialist, and partake in the activities that happen during the day. Our main thing that we do is we want to ensure that youth don't end up homeless and a blight to the neighborhood. So we provide them with really extensive support services to get emancipated youth to transition into adulthood in a very structured and much more meaningful way, so that they get the support that kids in normal families who didn't have two or three different placements get, so that they're able to graduate from school, go to college, get a job, become productive citizens, and pay their taxes. So that's the work that we do. The property in question is actually in a 2,500 square foot five bedroom home on a 10,000 square foot lot. And what we would like to do with the home is to provide a short-term transitional placement for our emancipated youth, foster youth. It would be supervised. It's 24-hour supervision. However, they're not there 24 hours a day. They actually have to go to school, to work, or to the drop-in center during the day.
And what about the supervisors?
The supervisors there. Live in. It's not a, it's not, they don't come and go. It's a live in permanent situation.
And are they the foster parent?
No. So in California, we have a thing called AB 12 mm-hmm. where young people can elect to stay in the receive child welfare support, but they don't have to actually live in the foster family. So let's say that you turn 18. So this is just 18 to 24-year-olds.
Well, 18 to 24?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the system.
Yeah. So when you turn 18, you are, before AB 12 happened, what would happen with a young person is you'd end up on the streets and you have no resources. So now California got smart and they said, okay, well, let's not have the recidivism of young people ending up homeless and being a burden to the system. So what they did was they allowed the child welfare support to continue. And what we do is we work with the young person to make sure that they're on a track to either making sure that they finish their high school work and get their diploma, think about college and or vocational school and get a job.
So some of these people are 24 years of age and they don't have a high school diploma. Is that correct?
Most of them are. Each will have the diploma and they're working toward college. Mm-hmm. This is a small group of people that are, they have proven to us that they meet the quality and the criteria. They're very much interested in moving forward in their life.
How do they prove that?
Huh?
How do they prove that?
They're in our program already. So this provides them with the next step from going from a foster home to independent living. It's that transition period.
Mm-hmm. The individual that's the overseer of this property, mm-hmm. what's the qualification and what's the level of education and what's the credential?
Excellent. So all of our staff, we're a $16 million organization, all of our staff. We have therapists and licensed clinical mm-hmm. social workers. This is an individual who will have a huge amount of residential experience working with transition age youth. So not only is that individual going to be qualified, but all of our staff is qualified. The funding for the program came from the supervisor of the county. For the program. So we're funded by the county to do this kind of work. We actually have youth in placement in a couple of apartments. So we get rental subsidies and we place the youth in an apartment. And so they're living independently. This is another option for a particular set of youth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sue's first.
Yes.
Yes, my question is, does Village Family Services, will they be leasees or are they owners of the property?
Owner.
Your owners. You stated it was a five-bedroom building?
Correct.
I checked the sales.
Well, it's listed as a four bedroom with a rec room, and that rec room will be changed to a bedroom with closet.
Uh huh. And will this be part of your TAY program?
Transition Age Youth.
Yes.
Correct.
Uh huh.
Transition Age Youth is that acronym for a young person transitioning.
I checked your website.
Thank you.
Another question: is this situated in the middle of a residential neighborhood?
Fortunately, not in the middle of a residential neighborhood. There is one home. It is one home in from an apartment building.
Excuse me.
It's an R1
zone. No. It's not deep in a residential. It is one home in from an apartment building.
It's an R1 property.
Correct.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I am the Kester Ridge Neighborhood Watch Police Community Representative. Kester Ridge boundaries are from Kester to Columbus Avenue, from Gilmore to Archwood. And that street, that location of Kittredge and this address of 14926 is a house smack dab in the Kester Ridge neighborhood.
Yeah, it's one house in, correct. Yes. I didn't say it wasn't. It's one house in from an apartment building. So there is the large apartment building, one house, and this is a large lot. You're talking a 10,000 square foot deep lot, right? And then the next one over is three homes on the same sized lot.
Uh-huh. So the other question I have, why did you choose this area?
We have been looking for a long time. This has been about a 2-year-in-the-making project. So we've had this desire to do this kind of work in the San Fernando Valley. We've been working with Paul Kerkorian and Nuri Martinez to identify properties. There are very few that come to our standards. They are either totally dilapidated homes that you wouldn't want a young person around in that kind of a neighborhood. And what we're trying to do is really empower young people to take responsibility for their lives. So we believe that it being in a home setting provides the best kind of support for them. So they learn how to cook dinner, they learn how to do their chores, they're in a very structured environment. They go out, they do their work, we match their savings account, because the goal is to get them into an apartment or some other living situation. And the biggest roadblock to that is the first month rent and security deposit. So this provides them with that ability to get that saved up so then they can move on.
Okay, well, here is my problem. We have been inundated with every single program there is, and from my house to the police station, which is 10 blocks, we have 10 of these. I think it's time to share it with Encino.
With Studio City.
With Studio City.
With Sherman Oaks.
I have one right now, a mental health home that I can look out the window at that has been nothing but problems. And it all sounds good right now once the problems begin, because I see here on your thing that these kids are going to be receiving intensive treatment.
What does that mean exactly?
Domestic violence,
not
anger management.
Not all kids receive the same treatment.
But if you bring this, and it's always evolving. I've got it right now, and it's the...
No. Listen, I hear you all, and I totally get it, and we're not asking for an answer right now. I'm being very transparent about what we would like to do in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley. So I'm being transparent. I'm coming to you. I'm letting you know.
And I'm telling you that the issue that we need you to share this in the valley.
And I concur with you, and we will. the more that we're able to get these programs off the ground and show that they are a success in the community,
but
and that
not.
These young people...
But
we do
problem.
Things differently, and what I would recommend, what I would love to do, is give you a tour of our facilities and our agency and come meet us. Because that's really the thing that I'd love to do, is invite you to come meet who we are, how we do our work, why we do our work.
Well, when you talk about transparency, sir, you purchased that home, or this organization purchased the home, and how many residents in that area were notified that it was purchased by a facility planning to do this type of work? How many people?
There were a 14-day escrow on the house.
Okay,
there was
no
time.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's
convenient.
The commission
should have done outreach to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I apologize.
Let's Maria.
Right. Where else do you have TAY program housing? This is going to be your first one in the San Fernando Valley, right?
This is the first house in the San Fernando Valley.
First house.
Yeah.
Right. And because I did read your website carefully, and I'm also able to read between the lines because I have had experience with numerous social service providers. And when you say at-risk youth, there's a problem. And to for you to think it's okay to put eight at-risk
Eight young adults
with problems with social adjustments or whatever into
You're stigmatizing the young person before you even meet the young person.
I'm being very kind.
I hear you. Thank you.
We have had, thanks to Zev Yaroslavsky, his final kiss off to Van Nuys. We don't appreciate this. And you can talk as much as you want to Nuri Martinez and Mr. Kerkorian, but you will have opposition that you have not anticipated. This is not going to come into this neighborhood.
I just don't feel it was fair that you...
I mean, the moment that this house went into escrow, I reached out to the Plum Committee.
He came up to me after the...
The Plum Committee does not live on Kittredge.
No, I know.
They only live in District 6, most of them.
Yeah.
I hear you. And I apologize. We were looking in... The property came available. The... square footage met the needs. It was just, literally was a very fast transaction.
Well,
yeah,
Sherman Oaks, there are so many sales going on in Sherman
Oaks. Not 10,000 square foot lots.
Why didn't you choose that? Why didn't you choose something in Encino?
I think when I would love to invite you to see this home.
I'm very familiar with the home, sir.
Okay.
I live in the Kester Ridge area, as I had said.
Yeah.
You know. And there was no transparency to any of the neighbors, but they will know about this, And this is, we have had several guest speakers at Van Nuys Neighborhood Councils who have had all of the sudden the infiltration of these types of halfway homes for 18 to 24-year-olds. These are young adults, and these are troubled people. If they don't have their life together, there's a reason for it. And, you know, there are multitude of organizations without infiltrating people's private residential home areas. And you came to Van Nuys for a very specific reason, that you wouldn't be able to do this in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't be able to do this in Encino, and you sure as heck wouldn't be able to do it in Studio City. And that's the truth, and you know it, and everyone sitting in this room also knows that.
The affordability of the property in Sherman Oaks, Studio City, and Encino would preclude the purchase of the property.
Yes, and the reason their property values are so favorable is because they keep out stuff like this, and we have been welcoming them with open arms.
We're inundated. We really are.
No, I hear you. And again, what we were looking for was the closest proximity to our existing drop-in center. So we drew a 3-mile radius around, and we focused our desired location to Van Owen and Coldwater.
Well, let me tell you, there's a home on Hamlin, and that happens to be going for over $900,000. You know, so you certainly would be
ballpark.
In the 3-mile radius there.
Right, but the price was out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Right,
yeah.
And you will further depreciate the surrounding property when you move in,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
will make it even more convenient for more social service providers
okay.
to move in.
And John,
not to knock the chair or anybody else. This is one of the things that continues to bother me about the neighboring council system. We should be up and running, and you could have done a flash on this. There should be more flash or a blog or something.
Mm-hmm.
On the first day you get a notice like this,
right.
Let people know. Let them get started. If they want to come and run pitchforks mm-hmm. at the guy, let them get started early.
Right.
That's one of the problems. We sit around and we wait, and we do it every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks.
I mean, if I'm like being the scapegoat for this, you
I'm
know.
Not trying to make you a scapegoat. I'm trying to say there needs to be a lot more real time communication.
I just think it's unfair that there was no outreach to the neighborhood prior to the purchase of this
mm-hmm.
property, because now
yeah.
you're going to be faced with an angry mob, and you have to realize, would you want to live next door to this? You're going to say yes. But you know what? We've all lived next door to it. And truthfully, we have parole searches at the four houses by me constantly. And it's not something I like.
Right. The level of social service providers in central Van Nuys has got, it's now at an unhealthy concentration. Do you understand that? It's an unhealthy concentration. Really, we won't tolerate it anymore. We can't.
Let me bring up 2 points.
Yeah, sure.
Do any of the individuals that inhabit the property have prior police records?
No, they wouldn't be in our program.
Are they randomly tested for drug and alcohol abuse?
They are. They're not allowed to participate in any drug or alcohol.
Is there a curfew on the comings and goings?
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, Howard, the house by me, which is not young adults, we were told nothing about this property. And we have been, it has been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's now nothing we can do. So
mm-hmm.
we have to stick up for our neighborhood, because
mm-hmm.
this is our
mm-hmm.
investment.
I hear you.
This is where we've invested our money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to see one, not two, but there are 10
mm-hmm.
from my house to your house.
Yeah. Maria?
Right. And when I say unhealthy concentration, I'm referring to the pattern that was established downtown that created Skid Row. You have so-called needy, you have a needy demographic, and you have the social service providers become a vicious circle. They're put where where there's a need, and the needy go where there's the providers. And that's what's being set in place in Van Nuys. And I do not want to see this area turned into the Skid Row of the Valley. It won't happen overnight, but it's on its way.
Well on its way.
Yeah, we just had Lutheran Social Services. We had to go to a mediation
yeah.
because
yeah.
of the problems created by what they thought they were doing was a good job.
Mm.
And consequently, it was a total nightmare for our community. I mean, well-intentioned,
mm-hmm.
but now we're, you know, now yeah. they're moving on because of all the pressure we've put on them. They're gone.
The enforceability of the regulations that are put on these people, is it a one strike, two strike, three strike?
We are one of the more stricter. I mean, the qualifications to get in, the bar is so high that this is a very select group. These are young people who are dedicated to getting from point A to point B, and they're going to they're working to save money so that they can get out on their own, and this is that interim period where they're going to be a success. And these kids are going to be a success. Our foster youth, we have a whole different approach of the way that we train our foster parents, the way that young people interact with our service personnel. And we have one goal for them, and that is that they emancipate and that they become a productive citizen of the community.
What about what about the physical drugs that they are taking presently for behavioral modification?
Oh yeah, if they had that level of need for medication, they wouldn't be enrolled in this program.
Do I understand you correctly? Nuri Martinez is for this opening here at 14926 Kittredge.
We've been in contact with Ackley and Nuri, and we've had a meeting, and I told her what we were doing. She said, "Have you had the conversation with the Plum Committee?" I said, "I am on the agenda for Tuesday," and she wanted me to report back.
So she is for this? Or you are to report back?
Correct.
To her? Okay. Well, then, one thing that you could report to her is that, she lives, I believe, in Arleta, mm-hmm. and that's affordable, and mm-hmm. perhaps there might be a home next to hers
I'm a Van Nuys resident.
To,
I hear you.
May
that.
I ask you one other
yes,
question?
Yes, please.
These kids, do they have cars? Because then...
No, most, there might be one or two that would have a car, but most don't. And we've already discussed the parking arrangement at that home with the two-car garage, the two cars, three cars actually that could fit in the driveway. But we wouldn't...
Because the one by me, they're not allowed to use the garage he converted illegally.
Oh,
and
no.
The rest of the property, they're not allowed to park
there. Yeah, our goal is that nobody knows that the young people are even there. It is, we don't...
But that can't be a goal.
We have a van that takes them to the drop-in center.
Mm.
And return.
But you have to be transparent.
What I'm saying is the program would run so that there isn't a bunch of ingress and egress that's happening and lots of cars and things like that. That we would make sure that that is not the case. And I know you probably hear that from other providers.
Well, we have.
And I wish we could, I would love to invite you to come see what we do, how we do it, the level of ethics that we have in the program.
And I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful, but you have to realize we're inundated.
I didn't know that.
Inundated.
Yeah,
you can't even imagine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what we have to put up with.
Our glass is full.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
Yes, share the joy. And...
I mean, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I'm not knocking that. I'm trying to save our neighborhood from becoming the social services
village. Part of what we
village.
Would do is we would be a community service to the neighborhood. So neighborhood watch
but,
and doing volunteer projects.
But let me tell you what happens. You are bringing youth in. They're not necessarily from Van Nuys. You are bringing them in, and when they go awry, where do they stay? Right here. And that's been the problem with a lot of the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many social service providers, they don't leave because they know that 7 days a week they can be fed 3 square meals. So we're inundated.
I see.
I'm on the police board, so we face this. We're facing, it's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I don't want you to think that this is just a bunch of NIMBYs. I'm actually concerned about the future of the greater community, and it's an unhealthy concentration, and it will benefit. It's not about property values. It's really about the quality of life for everyone that lives here. That includes renters, not just homeowners,
mm-hmm.
but renters,
mm-hmm.
which are 75% of the population
sure.
here.
Sure. Is there, do they Is it, are the participants charged anything for living there, or is it?
No, because what we're trying to do is build their savings account. Yes. So we'll do, what I do is I go out and I get grants to match.
Gotcha.
So okay. That they get.
Right. So they're living there for rent.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
the quid pro quo is they've got to perform. They've got to do everything that their caseworker needs them to do. So. Well, I appreciate the time, and again,
sorry,
I apologize.
We're so hard,
and I didn't expect it to be easy.
Right? We talked about it. I've mentioned to you that you might get resistance.
Yeah.
You know, as far as you know, having this, because I know it's in my block, and I mentioned to Howard that there are patrol cars who stand across the street to monitor. The people who live in these halfway houses. But I'm not saying yours is not, and
right.
And I definitely want to give you an opportunity to speak to...
We don't want to generalize.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we're trying to... and I know it's hard to do. It's hard to convince people who you've never met before to talk about them in a way that doesn't stigmatize them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how I can do that. I don't think I could do that.
No, you couldn't, because
right.
We have Van Nuys High School that is also right across the street.
Correct.
There. We're very familiar with 18-year-olds and 21-year-olds
and
22-year-olds and 23 and 24-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And we're also very familiar with problematic 18 to 24-year-olds in this community. And to bring in, you know, a group that is going to be in a home that you want to have a variance for 10 people to be occupying, I find that so egregiously offensive that I can't even begin to say, and I want to know, you know, from what you're saying to me, Nuri Martinez did not give you a stamp of approval. It was to make us aware of it. But as far as a going back to her, did she give you a
no? No, I'm in the due diligence phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing is happening.
Well,
I'm doing the due diligence now, and I've been doing it with.
The due diligence recommendation would be to sell the property on Kittredge, and you find one in Arleta, and preferably next to the council office person's home.
I understand.
Maria?
Right, and you said there would be a bus coming in the morning to pick up...
A van,
a passenger van.
Correct.
To pick up the residents. All of them or just some of them?
No, they have to be gone.
And they would go to the drop-in center, which is at Van Owen and Coldwater?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that in Kerkorian's district?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could find a place...
We looked.
Okay.
Yeah. No, honestly, we looked. To have a 2,500 square foot home, there aren't that many. Most are 1,800, 1,500
sure,
square foot.
Right.
I mean, that's standard in the San Fernando Valley. So this gem appeared on the MLS listing, and it was a cash deal, and it went very fast. And so I was not in control of that part.
But you need to go back and tell them that outreach needs to be done before a purchase, because now...
I hear you.
Is there any statistic on how many halfway houses in Van Nuys?
Ooh.
Well, all I can tell you is I do have a map still in my files that I got from the district from the county mental health providers. And when you look at the map, even a eighth grader could show you where the greatest concentration of little red dots are, meaning providers, and it is in central Van Nuys. So we are the ground zero for all the social dysfunction social service providers.
Oh no, it's in my block. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not. I'm hearing what he has to say, and what you guys are hearing.
And the problem that I see is they sneak them in,
mm-hmm.
and then you got them, and you got all the problems associated with them. And who do you go to? You can't. there's nobody to go to because nobody really cares once they're there.
So as far as the information, you get it through LA County?
I got it off the LA County website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still have a copy. I'll find it.
Okay. Okay, do we allow them to...
What I'd like to do is an extended invitation. I don't know if 1, 2, 5 of you, 10 of you would like to visit us, our facility, but I would be more than happy to do that as a get to know who we are and what we're about.
I believe in what you're doing. I don't have a problem with that. You know, my visiting, I don't really think is going to change my mind because I'm so jaded now by,
I hear you.
You know, I've got 3 zombies walking past my house every day because they're so drugged from the house, and they're constantly changing the people.
Yeah.
So you never build up a rapport. They're your neighbors.
And it always seems to be the same scenario. Oh, gee, well, it was such a quick escrow. We didn't have time to tell the neighbors. And that's what we heard at a Van Nuys Neighborhood Council meeting once from a lady who I believe lives on Langdon, a very nice home that rivals anything in Sherman Oaks or anywhere else, certainly, and had very good property values. And you start to see the deterioration of things. And that is just not right.
I mean, you can't believe what's going on in the one by me. They're selling drugs. I've had to go to the guy that's supposed to be managing the house, and he's out flying his airplane. Yeah. He's not there, and I mean, it's frustrating.
Well, and you know, we have probably one of the best relationships with both the North Hollywood and Van Nuys police departments because we do. But I can't. I hear you.
But you don't. Yeah. You gotta live there at all.
Live it. Right. I hear you.
I mean, you want to indulge where you live specifically in Van Nuys?
Oh, sure. I'm at 5821 Cantaloupe Avenue, so it's 91401.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been there 14 years.
So it's Oxnard and County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
14 years. 15 December.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I.
Yeah.
So we love the San Fernando Valley. I'm a taxpayer here.
So that's west of Hazleton. I mean, east of Hazleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's District.
That's
two.
It does
Valley Glen.
That's
Valley
Glen.
Glen.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Van Nuys.
But it's a Van Nuys.
It's a Van Nuys
post
office.
Office.
It's
pretty close.
So
you're close.
Everybody who knows me knows I live in Van Nuys.
So you're a perfect example of why that area made an effort to no longer be identified as Van Nuys.
Oh, that happened before
me. Changed its name to Valley Glen.
That happened
before
me.
Because Van Nuys was already
stigmatized.
What year did that happen?
Yeah.
A couple of years.
It happened in 2004, I believe, or 2003.
You mean part of Sherman Oaks, but Valley Glen's been a little earlier.
Was it?
Yeah, because it happened. I mean, it had to have been before we bought.
Like 98.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah,
so
it would have been
the day that you could, it's a trend, though.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're your neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably, Howard and I are the
closest
to you because I'm off of Hazleton.
Right.
So I'm
and I'm on Hazleton, right off of Hazleton.
Right.
3
doors
Sylvan.
In.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm a little
so I get it. I mean, I'm telling you, I get it. I'm not a person who's from the outside that, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's not a personal attack.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know you all are deeply committed to the community.
We're
and that's why
passionate about our
that's
community.
That's why you show up here. And, the conversation we had about Van Nuys Boulevard and how, fabulous it will be once it gets revitalized.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, sidewalk cafes and,
we want a business overlay zone.
Yeah.
And this morning I go down because I take the bus to work and there are the homeless in all the doorways. You know, that's sad.
Yeah, it's hard to, and really
it's,
a lot of
it's endemic. It's
it's
everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in Sherman.
Well,
you guys, I'm sorry I have to leave, but I have somebody watching Jeff.
Okay. No problem.
I think
that's why I wanted to do his.
No, that's why. That's why I brought him first, and then we could talk about the planning summit. So
I still like you.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about.
So I don't know if you guys want to communicate. Maybe I just don't know if we could bring it to a quorum to change. I mean, I just can't.
It's just a tough one.
Yeah,
know?
I just can't.
It's tough for me because I'm living it every day right now, and it's going to be hard to change my mind I am one of the ones. That's. She is too.
You know, taking the temperature of the room, I don't think it would pass if we brought it to a vote. But you know,
yeah, or even on a general.
But a good lesson to be learned that the real transparency starts before you purchase.
I
still think that it you know, deservedly, it should be brought before the entire council.
Yeah, but.
Well,
what I'd like
to do...
You can see right now.
I'm not in a hurry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The organization is not in a hurry, and...
I don't know when we can arrange a visit. If a visit is to be arranged by, you know, members of this committee...
Or even stakeholders.
Yeah. And I know...
It has to be done fewer than...
Three?
Three or less.
Okay.
We can only have three or less go, or it constitutes a Brown Act violation.
I see.
Us.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And
right.
I just have another question. Are you going to be making this a director's determination, or are you going to go through the other planning process of a hearing?
I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar with that process.
Well, it says you don't have a case number yet.
Oh, no, yeah. We
they haven't submitted
we
yet.
We haven't done anything, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why...
Yeah.
That's why they...
Yeah,
came
I'm,
here.
I'm honestly doing all the due diligence now. That's why I'm here.
So what number should the people in Kester Ridge call to voice their opinions?
That would be me.
Okay.
I can give you my card.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. I really appreciate it.
Sure. I can't get out.
This
way.
So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I understand. So mm-hmm. Maybe what we can do is just have offline and
And you know, Monica, if you want to meet with, if you do choose, or you know, if you want to visit, or you
don't constitute a Brown Act violation,
yeah,
for a stakeholder.
But you're more impacted than we are as far as,
yeah,
you know. So I mean, I don't know what your position is. I know you've said it, so I'm just leaving it up to you, you know, as far as how do you want to proceed it. You just want to go against it, then we all parties know.
I'd like to know what Nori Martinez is, whether she has an opinion or whether she's just waiting to see which way the wind blows.
You know, that's a good question. I know that Ackley Padilla is dealing with you, and I think he does support it, you know.
Oh,
Ackley Padilla supports this.
Yeah.
That's
good
to know.
Well, no, he's supportive of the foster kids.
The work
we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
actually
know
I do support
this
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think that's to be determined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The residents not in the residential area.
Yeah, I think that's to be determined.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I'll leave it to you, and if you do decide to communicate, but you know, this is, you know, your thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not just her thing.
No. Well, I know,
it's
but you
affect all of us.
Yeah, but you have to let us know. You know, as far as
let you know what.
Well,
if you want to make a physical visit there.
Oh, a physical visit.
Yeah.
I'd like to think about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
That's
it's
all
a,
we're
it's
discussing.
A, it's an open.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a definitely.
It's
open
a, it's
door
an open ended. It's
yeah.
sort of.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
really,
you,
honestly,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, so we got item 6A It's planning for the Van Nuys Planning Summit. I've been getting some responses as people who want to be involved in the planning. Someone from Eric Garcetti's office, who's doing the Great Street Initiative. Mm-hmm. I invited him in maybe speaking or just let know what the Great Street Initiative entails, mm-hmm. to get people involved. I'm also in contact with Kelly because of from the last meeting, and trying to get kids involved toward, you know, reimagining Van Nuys. And I might have some ideas. It's sort of an exercise. It's not, but it's also not for exercise for kids, but it's also for adults, trying to do some sort of planning, like what kind of business you want to have, or type of buildings, shape of buildings, or type of landscaping. There's a guy who's an urban planner and urbanist. He's done this. It's called Place It. It's just engage communities to do some type of exercise or workshop and get people interested in urban planning. Mm-hmm. And also, John, you mentioned that you would be interested in the Planning Summit.
Yes, what would you suggest?
Well, since you're a big